There's a bear outside my window. He's standing no more than a foot or two from the glass, watching me, eyes level with my own. I see him in pieces at first, shiny round black eyes, then a fist-sized nose with flawlessly circular nostrils. It's only when his fur, dense, straight, and bristly as a new crew cut, emerges from the landscape that it hits me, and I stutter, "Bear! Oh, my God, it's a bear! It's been almost a year since I first visited this tiny glove of a cabin close on the shores of Big Lake St. Germain, 500 square feet on a mixed wooded lot. Daily visitors include raccoons, deer, eagles, loons, and sometimes turkeys. But my first-hand encounters with bears have been infrequent, and generally from a distance. My brain isn't used to making sense of bears. And it's a strange experience all the same, to look at something and not know what you're looking at, and then to watch yourself looking and not knowing. I think I'm glimpsing something of what my father must have felt when his cognitive abilities in drastic decline, considering my husband one day, Dad said to me coyly, "Now what do we like to call this one?" And how do I make sense, after all, of a bear who is looking at me? My dictionary says that social context provides the symbols of representation and linguistic expression for the world we live in. But what my brain pulls up for bear does not match the image of this beautiful, unthreatening perfection that I see before me. Or this feeling of rapture, of titillating excitement and deep love for this bear. Or maybe it's for life, the force of it that flows between us as we stare for several seconds into one another's eyes. For all the cognitive power of my brain, there are no words or concepts that explain the felicity that fills me as I take in the beauty of this bear, who is not threat or nuisance or other, but my partner in this moment. I'm still looking at the bear, but he's lost interest in me. He's turning away. One subtle shift of his shoulders and hips, and before my thoughts can catch up, he slips halfway across the lot. In the time it takes my body to move the 3 steps from cabin window to door and then outside, he's gone. Then I'm standing where he's been, picking up the feeder with its suet, studying the ground for an imprint. It's as if he'd never been here, but for my unrequited love.